The importance of secure attachment for a healthy life. When a baby is born, they instinctively look for someone they can rely on to understand and respond to their needs. This connection, called a secure attachment, is crucial for a physically and emotionally healthy life. According to attachment theory, developed by psychologists in the 20th century, this step is one of the most important for a child's well-being. British psychologist John Bowlby, after World War II, noticed that children in orphanages were unhappy despite having their basic needs met. He realized the missing element was a primary caregiver. Without someone to form an emotional bond with, these children lacked a reliable source of comfort and support. Psychologist Harry Harlow built on Bowlby's findings by studying baby monkeys. When given a choice between a soft, cloth-covered figure and a wire figure that provided food, the monkeys preferred the comfort of the cloth figure over food. How secure attachments shape health and relationships. A secure attachment is the foundation for both physical and emotional health. Without it, a baby's primary needs might go unmet, causing stress and increased levels of cortisol, a stress hormone. High cortisol levels slow down the body's systems, leading to increased abdominal fat and a weakened immune system. It also harms memory and cognition. Secure attachments also shape a child's future relationships. Studies show that children with stable attachments are better at forming secure relationships as adults and are more empathetic. Socially integrated people are also shown to live longer, while isolated individuals are twice as likely to have a premature death. Understand the circle of security for parenting. Children often struggle to express their needs, leaving parents unsure if their child needs comfort or independence. The circle of security is a tool designed to help parents and caregivers create secure attachments while balancing the need for comfort and autonomy. Picture the circle of security like a clock. At the 9 o'clock position, the child starts from a secure base, leaving the parents' hands and beginning their journey around the circle. As they move clockwise, the parent can watch over them and offer help, ensuring they feel safe to explore. This journey around the circle of security happens every time a child leaves the secure base and can occur multiple times a day or even within an hour. When the child finishes exploring and returns to the parent becomes a haven. At this point, the child needs to feel protected, comforted, and appreciated. For example, at a playground, a 3-year-old may leave their parent's side to play in a sandbox. After a few minutes, they might look back for reassurance or invite the parent to join them. Similarly, on the first day of preschool, a child might need the parent to stay in the class initially. Once the child feels safe and starts playing with others, the parent should wait for a reassuring look from the child before leaving, ensuring the child doesn't panic. Understand your child's needs, a guide for parents. If children only needed comfort and attention, parenting would be easy. But other crucial needs require attention. When children are at the 3 o'clock position, transitioning from their secure base to needing your watchful care, they are exploring their environment but still need your support. Here are 4 ways to support your child during exploration. 1. Watch their actions. While observing, know when to get involved and when to support their independence. If your daughter is climbing a ladder at the park, sometimes the best move is to let her be and encourage her self-reliance. 2. Show delight in them, not just when they achieve something. Celebrate when your daughter reaches the top of the ladder. Remember, she gains self-esteem because you delight in her, not just her achievements. 3. Enjoy activities together, without directing her. Join in games and exploration whenever possible. 4. Provide help. Sometimes this means carrying her along the monkey bars because she isn't strong enough yet. Other times it means helping her do something herself and encouraging self-reliance. When your child is at the bottom of the circle, returning to the haven of the caregiver, they have 4 needs. 1. Protection and safety. Ensure your child feels secure and cared for, like picking up your son on time after his first day at preschool. 2. Comfort with empathy. If your son says he was scared during his first day at school, offer comfort with a sympathetic face, reassuring words, and gentle contact. 3. Show delight in them by smiling when you see them and avoiding any behavior that makes them feel unwanted. 4. Help them understand their feelings. If your son was scared, don't just say, "Oh, relax, you were just nervous." Instead, listen and respond with, "It sounds like you may have been nervous, and that's okay." How to handle parenting mistakes. No parent is perfect. Everyone gets tired, stressed, and distracted, which means we don't always respond correctly or notice every signal our child gives. Missing a chance to respond to your child's needs is called rupturing the circle. However, making a mistake can strengthen your bond with your child if you fix it. Repairing a rupture can be more beneficial than never having one in the first place. A perfect parent would set their child up for disappointment later in life when they won't have every need met. Start by acknowledging the need you missed and apologize. For example, if you yelled and sent your child to their room instead of listening after they were teased at school, go to them, apologize, and do something fun together like reading a book until they calm down. This shows them that good things can follow bad and that even healthy relationships have mistakes. Adopt natural emotions in parenting. A poor caregiver might always respond with a smile, even when their child is crying, or tell their child to replace fear or sadness with smiles. This can make the child think they need to always smile to be close to their caregiver. Think of emotions as a color spectrum. Fear is red, sadness is orange, and anger is yellow. Imagine trying to avoid these colors in life. It's absurd, right? This is what it's like to raise a child to be afraid or ashamed of natural emotions. Don't worry about being an imperfect parent. Focus on recovering from your mistakes, as this will make your child more resilient. Balance emotional needs in parenting. The circle of security encompasses a wide range of emotions, yet many adults tend to favor one aspect over another. This imbalance can lead them to avoid or overlook certain parts of the circle. The top part of the circle focuses on encouraging children to explore and become independent, requiring caregivers to be comfortable with giving them emotional and physical space. Conversely, the bottom part involves comforting a vulnerable child, necessitating emotional and physical closeness from the caregiver. Parents often compensate for weaknesses in one area by overdoing it in another. For instance, they might try to comfort a child who is happily playing with a new toy or engage in playful activities with a distressed child needing comfort. However, neglecting one part of the circle's needs can hinder a child's emotional development. Children can sense when their caregiver is uneasy about meeting certain needs, causing them to suppress those needs to maintain a manageable relationship. Impact of emotional conditioning on parenting. If a child learns that attention only comes when they smile, they may replace tears with a grin to connect with their parent. As adults, they might struggle with handling tears, perpetuating this cycle with their children. If your parents weren't supportive during your emotional moments, you might find it challenging when your child cries. The key is overcoming the urge to avoid these emotions, which may have been passed down from your upbringing. On the other hand, being excessively protective and shielding your child from every challenge can hinder their resilience, making them overly reliant on vulnerability to navigate life. Raise a balanced child. No parent is perfect, and it's natural to worry about passing on imperfections to our children. But is it possible to raise a well-rounded child, despite our flaws? Even if your upbringing wasn't ideal, recognizing your tendencies is a significant step toward improvement. Parents often struggle to recognize unmet needs because they believe they're acting in their child's best interest. Understanding the circle of security is crucial for becoming a better caregiver. Reflect on each aspect of the circle and honestly assess any challenges you face with meeting your child's needs and emotions. Develop healthy connections and self-esteem. Ask yourself, do you avoid helping your child to promote independence? Or do you compensate for lack of attention by overpraising? Remember, when a child asks for help, they're seeking a connection with you. Genuine appreciation and understanding of their uniqueness are more effective in boosting self-esteem than constant verbal praise. Once you identify your weaknesses, work on addressing them without judgment. It's okay to feel insecure or overwhelmed at times. Acknowledge these feelings and choose to prioritize your child's needs despite them. Whether you struggle with closeness or independence, start with small steps. Aim for a few extra moments each day of either closeness or distance with your child, even if it feels uncomfortable at first. If you make mistakes or feel panicked, be kind to yourself. Parenting is a learning process, and every effort to correct a mistake helps you and your child progress. By being present and forgiving yourself, you're laying the foundation for your child to grow into a confident, caring, and resilient adult. Key points. 1. Secure attachment is vital for a child's physical and emotional health, shaping their future relationships and well-being. 2. The circle of security helps parents balance comfort and independence in nurturing secure attachments. 3. Acknowledging and repairing parenting mistakes strengthens bonds and teaches resilience. 4. Adopt natural emotions in parenting to promote healthy emotional development in children. 5. Balance emotional needs by supporting both exploration and comfort in caregiving. 6. Overcoming parental imperfections is key to raising a well-rounded child. 7. Developing healthy connections and self-esteem in children requires understanding and responding to their unique needs.